It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the big hurt. Frank Thomas, the Hall of Fame first baseman for the Chicago White Sox, is in studio to talk about his life since retirement. We'll also talk about his new book, The Big Hurt's Guide to Barbecue and Grilling. We'll talk about Father's Day. There's a lot coming up here to talk with Big Hurt about Frank Thomas. How great is that? Frank Thomas here on the download. Hall of Famer. Always good to have a Hall of Famer. Also later in the program, Eugene Merman will be here. Timothy Simons, who plays Jonah Hill. Or Jonah Hill.
He's such a chameleon. He can even play Jonah Hill.
He plays Jonah Hill, who plays other... No, Jonah Ryan on the HBO show Veep, which is one of my favorite shows, and Jonah Ryan is one of my favorite characters. And then coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, Write Club Radio. Two writers enter, one writer leaves. Tonight, Persistence versus Quit. Great. In studio with me now, downloads new media contributor, Scott Smith. Scott's worked for a lot of publications here in town, and he's a regular here on the show. Good to see you. I haven't seen
you
in a while.
Good to see you too, man. It's been a couple months. I'm good. I feel like it's great. I come in here now, and the sun's still out. You know, it doesn't feel like
you're such a snowbird.
Yeah.
You're living in Chicago, you just skipped downtown right. for the last 3 months. Thanks. Yep. Well, it's good to have you here in the summer. All right, let's start with Tronc. Obviously, the Tribune publishing unit here renamed itself the Tronc, but that's not what we're talking about.
Is it the Tronc?
The Tronc. Just amazing amount of mockery about this name, but that's not what we're talking about. Yesterday, one of the officers wrote something in Pointer about being excited, about the company being excited. Forget the name for a second and think about all the things that this company might do.
Right. I mean, the Tronc, it's important to remember, is a portmanteau for Tribune online content, right? And so the goal is to really reposition the company as this sort of digital-first company. And so as part of that, you have a little bit of content marketing from the chief digital officer, Ann Vasquez, mm-hmm. who published about an 800-plus word piece on Pointer yesterday and was essentially saying that, you know, yeah, you can. First of all, it starts off with a quote from Alice in Wonderland. The only way to achieve the impossible is to believe it's possible.
There you go.
I had another quote in mind, which is the lady doth protest too much, methinks, from Hamlet. I had a boss who would always say, like, it's a really bad idea to go out and talk about all the things that we're going to do, because what if it all falls through? You know, wait until we've actually done it. Wait until we've launched the thing and then talk about the reasons behind it. And I thought that was a really good, I've always kind of kept that in mind, and it was probably good advice here because they've talked about, you know, there's been a lot of skepticism about what they're going to actually do. You know, Michael Farrow's last big news gig was at the Sun-Times, and he didn't exactly take this idea of using technology to make the news better and put it to work in any sort of meaningful way. It was mostly aggrego. It was a lot of sort of scraped and copy and pasted content. And so, you know, Vasquez is basically saying, you know, we're going to do all these great things, and there's a lot you can learn from Tronc, which is hilarious because Tronc as a company doesn't actually exist until next Monday. You know, they haven't officially changed the name until the 20th. So even more so, they're saying, like, we're so great, except they don't exist yet.
Okay, so being the devil's advocate in this situation, Tronc, she promises through collaboration, she talks about investment.
Invest in technology and respect journalism.
And,
sort of pillars of what she says Tronc is going to be about.
And, you know, I will say, I mean, let's talk about idea versus execution, because the ideas that were happening at the Sun-Times, the idea of experimentation, trying different things, taking old media, put it into new, they're all great ideas. Where the Chicago Sun-Times fell apart in terms of what critics will say is the execution was pretty terrible.
Right, and I think you start to see some of the questions about that show up in this piece, you know, where she says we're going to invest in technology, take machines to find graphics, thumbnails, photo galleries, and videos faster and better by using AI, which really kind of sounds like circa 2010 scrapers, which basically just pull content from other spaces and republish them, you know, inside the Tribune's web pages and things like that. There's a lot of talk about invigorating this tech startup culture inside this old media company. She talks a lot about the patents from Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who
the billionaire from Los Angeles.
Right, who has made a huge investment in Tronc. And that would be great, except most of his patents are around medical technology. So it's hard to figure out exactly, and there's no information in this piece about how that technology is going to be in some way modified to help the news.
But you and I have had conversations, whether it be here on the radio or at a bar stool or in a conference or symposium, about old media companies having a difficult transition to the new digital world. It sounds to me that Michael Farrow and the Tribune company, now known as Trunk, is doing exactly what we talked about. They're starting to take an old media company and turn it digital first. Why are you so skeptical about that?
I think I'm skeptical because I haven't seen it happen yet. Again, like on paper, this company, Trunk, doesn't actually exist for another 3 or 4 days. So that's part of it. We're going to do all these crazy things. We're going to take all these crazy ideas and upend this legacy media company. Yeah, that sounds a lot like the Sam Zell era, right? Another, mm-hmm. Time where there were some interesting ideas and really terrible execution. And so hearing all of this kind of stuff, or reading it rather, it felt a lot like that, where, we've heard this kind of thing before. And not for nothing, there are some pretty solid technologists at Tribune right now.
Right.
The Trib Apps team.
And full disclosure, you worked at Tribune.
I did, yeah. I worked for Chicago Magazine, which is owned by Tribune Publishing in some way, shape, or form. It's been twisted and spindled from now. But, the Trib Apps team, it was great and done some really interesting things with databases and, processing data and making it useful for readers and things like that. There are some really solid minds and always have been on the newsroom, on the street level kind of folks. And I still believe in those folks. And I continue to see the folks that are three levels above them, let's say, not getting it and saying that we're going to completely reinvent things rather than saying, it's possible there might be people who are really quite talented and know where this company should go. Maybe let's start by actually asking them some questions.
Well, I mean, I don't know what they're doing behind closed doors, but I'm interested because, beyond our sort of bias in Chicago and sort of our armchair quarterbacking of the big media companies here in town, when I think of companies like the Washington Post, this is a good example, and she mentions it in there, owned by Amazon, or the same guy that owns Amazon, and you're seeing a move to consolidate almost what consumers know from how revolutionized the marketplace became to maybe revolutionize the way that news is being done. Or so you see it happening in that company. Now, that company is a competitor to Trunk.
Right.
So it's safe to say that Michael Farrow is trying to do the same thing.
There's certainly an attempt at, credit by association. She mentions Washington Post. She mentions BuzzFeed and saying, like, these are folks who get it and have used technology to forward good journalism. And that is absolutely true. And there are other places that have used technology and have created new forms and new platforms. And we're going to talk about, Ringer a little bit as an example of that have created a better news experience. And that's absolutely true. It's possible to do that. However, when you look at what Michael Farrow and people he's associated with have done in a previous news environment,
the track record at the Sun Times,
right? Like, so if you really look and say, like, that's what the Sun Times did, let's use that as a. And it's weird that there have been a lot of conversations about Tribune and Trunk that haven't really talked as much about what he did at the Sun Times Network as I think would really be helpful, because you do then see, this is actually his track record. These are the things. And frankly, there were a lot less people, a lot less sort of corporate intrigue, let's say, all the things that have been going on with the board and the Gannett bid and all that were not things he had to deal with at the Sun Times. He really kind of had, people under him and great lieutenants, but he really could have and did certainly dictate things and change things. And there weren't a lot of people standing in his way. And his record there is not exactly exemplary.
And I could talk about this all night. I love having you on, Scott. We're going to take a break so we stay on target here, but because there's other media stuff to talk about. But I do think the one thing to notice with the Sun Times and the Tribune is that the content producers, meaning the journalists, mm-hmm. they have, beyond the inevitable belt tightening that the corporate media world does now for every paper and every facet of this world, they are still producing great work. And so it's not that Michael Farrell is coming in to necessarily change the way that the journalism is being done. he's really trying to find a way to keep up with the technology and how it's being delivered.
Yeah, and again, there this is not a reflection on the street level folks, the writers, the the creators. Not a reflection on
them
at all.
But he's not turning it into like a list.
They work in they do good work in spite of all this kind of chaos right now. But I will say, and Farrow takes a lot of credit for this, the decision to fire photographers at the Sun-Times was largely Farrow's doing. So to say that he doesn't necessarily affect the content has not always been true in the past. And that is always the concern for me. And I think that's why people have such a visceral reaction to things like Tronc, where it seems like there was a lot of effort and maybe unnecessary to do in things like rebranding the name of a company and creating a new logo, and not so much in the actual street-level journalism. To, again, give credit where it's due, Vasquez says that they will be giving raises to journalists, which is fantastic. You know, some questions have been raised. How many people do you have to lay off to give everybody that's left a raise?
Yeah.
I take them at their word that third quarter, people are going to see raises. It's important. I, again, you know, I've spent a lot of time in this building, and there are plenty of people here who haven't gotten a raise in a really long time, and they deserve it. So, you know, if nothing else, I'm glad to see that happen. And we'll kind of wait to see if things play out differently than they did at Sun-Times.
Scott Smith, our new media contributor here on The Download. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I do want to talk about Ringer because I think that that's a bigger story than just about a new sports site from Bill Simmons. We'll continue our conversation with Scott after the break. Stay with us. It's Download here on WGN Radio. In studio with me, Scott Smith, our new media contributor. I just like, you're not even new. It's been a year now. But
yeah, I
just
thought
like
the last time
I, like
I was
that.
Here, we'd,
I just like
we'd
it.
Be the old new.
It's so clever. Yeah. Old new.
The old new media contributor.
Throwback.
Yeah. The retro new media contributor. I wear suspenders and a pork pie hat.
Ringer. I love this. So Bill Simmons, who was the longtime columnist who turned to Grantland, and he became an ESPN sensation, left ESPN, and Grantland was closed, and now is starting up a new site called Ringer.
Right. So they launched this month. It's pretty sports heavy, as you might imagine. Bill Simmons obviously making his bones on his association with ESPN, brought some Grantland people over, hired some new people. This is really interesting from as a media story because the site is essentially one of the first sites that's taken this sort of new model of what they call distributed content and embraced it. So the idea is not so much that, you know, we know that people get to news and content through search, you know, going to Google and social media, going to Facebook, going to Twitter and being directed there. Very few people kind of go to a typical homepage anymore.
Right.
You know, most people don't get the web portal of old and get directed to content. You know, they're really pushed there by Facebook and things people post. And so The Ringer is kind of taking that model. The main website that they have is on a site called, or a platform, if you will, called Medium. Which prior to now has been this sort of place where CEOs or celebrities or what have you go to put their big think piece out there or their, you know.
It's not attached to any sort of website. It's its own website.
Yeah, it's kind of like a WordPress in the way that it's, you know, essentially just the op-ed pages for the internet, if you will.
Right.
But they are now moving into this idea that they're going to be a platform. And so what they want to do is they want to host big media brands. And so they approached Bill Simmons when he had left ESPN and says, look, we want to host whatever your new thing is, and what it's beyond just a website. It is more of a network, really. There are 8 podcasts, some around sports, some around pop culture. He also has an HBO show, Any Given Wednesday, that he's going to be appearing on, and there's a little bit of a cross-promotion aspect there.
Now, the big story here is that he has come out on Twitter and other places, and he said, it's 2016. I don't need ESPN anymore. You can publish anywhere in these days, Medium, and that's what he's talking about,
and
people will find you. You don't need the affiliate or the big brand anymore.
And theoretically, that's true, right? Like, anybody can post into these spaces. You know, anybody can post a thing on Medium. Anybody can post a thing on Facebook, but it still requires you to have an audience big enough to amplify it out. You know, I worked at TouchVision up until January of this year. They shut down. You know, I have a lot of experience in building up a media brand from nothing, along with the great team that we had. And we had some incredibly talented people all of whom had like audiences, you know, they had spent some time in news media themselves. And I can tell you, it is not easy to get people familiar with a new brand and get them to pay attention to your content. Almost any news brand that's launching in 2016 is going to need some kind of paid media against it, you know, promoting posts on Facebook, you know, doing paid search, all that kind of thing. What's strange about the things that Bill Simmons has been saying is that he essentially completely ignores the fact that he's been on, you know, an ESPN hosted site and had all the benefits of being on ESPN, you know, broadcast and all that kind of stuff, and is essentially saying like, I am completely new to this media landscape.
Anyone
and I'm launching this
completely
new thing.
Which is
and
not,
I don't
not
have
true.
Like all of this PR story that like Grantland closed and we're launching this new thing.
And he's got 5 million or so Twitter followers, a lot of that obviously from his days at ESPN. So
exactly.
But I mean, this is the grand tradition of media celebrities. We've had celebrities move and start their own startups just in the recent time. But I think about television, I mean, you know, you almost get a gig in television if you had another gig. So, I mean, it does make sense that he could go out on his own and make something.
Yeah, it's absolutely possible for him to go out on his own and make something. But he's essentially saying if you have good content, people are going to find it no matter who you are and where you are. But again, completely ignoring who he is, which is Bill Simmons, formerly of Grantland, formerly of ESPN, and where he is, which is on HBO and on Medium, which has essentially, you know, entered into a revenue sharing agreement with them. So they're going to use the power of their platform that they've developed over a while to throw, you know, a bunch of traffic their way and do what they can to amplify that content. So, you know, this is the equivalent of, you know, somebody wakes up on third base and they think they hit a triple. You know, this does not, again, take away anything from Bill, the quality writers that they have, the quality work that he does. He is great. He does great work. He is a compelling person, and I think the site, you know, the stuff they've started to post is all very, you know, rich and interesting and compelling. But again, it's, you know, getting a lot of attention, but it's because he both has this PR backstory, he has a history of being sort of built up as a, you know, mini media empire already, and is now launching a new thing. Most people who are launching new media brands from the start do not have any of the audience or, you know, sort of platform help that he does.
Scott Smith, our old, new, retro, throwback.
Yeah, retro. Don't say I'm old because that's not complimentary.
Throwback 2.0, 3.0, new media contributor. We didn't get a chance to talk about Ebony Jet, which I do want to talk to, but maybe I'll figure out how to talk about that. That's so interesting to me, selling Ebony Jet.
I'll just start up a Periscope app and we'll just do it real quick in the break.
And then, and others, Scott, thanks for coming in. And you got to come back because we got so much more to talk about.
Always good to be here.